I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 23-year-old guy broke into a house. This happened in Colorado last weekend on Saturday. And he stole a bunch of stuff, which is common for a criminal. He took towels, toilet paper, books, DVD, and the biggest thing that he ripped off, a Christmas tree. This guy stole a Christmas tree.
Right now?
Yeah.
It's a little early.
Well, okay. So two people are weird here. First of all, him stealing the Christmas tree. Guys, the Christmas tree was already set up.
Oh, my God.
Or maybe it was never taken down.
That person deserves to have it stolen, then, in my opinion.
You're not the kind of person that keeps it up all year round, because my wife would keep up our Christmas tree all year if I let her.
No, that ruins, like, the specialness of different holidays. If you just leave stuff up all the time. I dated a guy once, and I broke up with him because his mom had their Christmas decorations up all year round, and it creeped me out. So I was like, nope.
You weren't going to date his mom, though. You couldn't look past that.
But if I married him, I was going to marry into a psycho family where they keep Christmas decorations up all year long, and that might...
You're talking just the lights? Or you're talking actual, Santa faces and stuff?
All of it.
Ooh.
Weird.
Yeah,
I didn't want her weirdness getting into the DNA of my child.
Yeah, because that's already some weird DNA to start right there. All right. Let's see. Yeah, the guy was tracked down and he was arrested on Tuesday for felony burglary and theft. Hopefully the tree's okay. A teacher at a high school in Detroit was arrested after she stole $30,000 from her students' homecoming dance fund and blew it all at a casino. Isn't this crazy to hear stories about, like, these people that are in charge of the students' funds? The kids bust their butt to raise the money, and then these teachers and different administrations steal it.
Yeah, it's sad.
But it's even crazier. The 29-year-old woman was coordinating the school's homecoming dance and a camping trip, but school officials noticed a lot less money was deposited in the bank than they expected. Cops then determined the teacher had taken the money and blown it at penny slots. So
she blew
$30,000 on penny slots. Do you know how long that takes to play penny slots?
But, like, is it really like you only use a penny?
Yeah, a penny at a time, yes.
What?
Then that's how you get the drinks, right?
Is that what it is?
In Vegas anyway, yeah.
So I don't know if this is like a prolonged period of time that she did this.
Yeah,
or like
they give you free drinks if you're gambling.
Yeah, they want to keep you going and staying at the slot, but
yes.
$30,000, wow. I can blow that like a dollar slots in one night, no problem.
Can't spell funds without fun.
There you go. And finally, a local story for your dummy of the day. An underage girl called police in Greenwood to report that someone had stolen her drugs.
Are you serious?
Totally serious. This happened around 8 o'clock Tuesday, prompting an investigation from the Greenwood Police Department. The case involved a total of 5 teenagers, all between the ages of 14 to 16. What are these kids doing? 14 to 16? Police said the female juvenile told them that two boys came to her home, they put a gun to her head, and stole the marijuana she had planned to sell to them.
Jeez.
Officers searched the home where they found drug paraphernalia, quote, all over the house. Police tracked down the alleged thieves, arrested them, and took them all to juvie. The girl admitted she arranged a drug deal with the officers. Officers found marijuana, smoking pipes, a digital scale, and a grinder at the home.
That's hardcore for kids.
Where the hell are the parents? Like, maybe unless the digital scale was to weigh out food, like you're prepping some food, you want to make sure they're the right amount, but... Like, are parents not around to see marijuana, smoking pipes, digital scale, and a grinder?
Clearly not.
Jeez. They found all that. Greenwood police say the teens involved in the theft would likely face charges related to robbery and illegal drug possession. The girl who was robbed would likely face a charge of possession of paraphernalia. All will be likely charged as juveniles, so hopefully it won't be on the record if they can get their act together. But, okay, hypothetically.
Stupid.
Hypothetically. Alex, you're selling some pot to MYK. You guys are in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that good, Alex.
I do.
What are you going to do, though, if MYK rolls up with, like, strapped and then, like, robs? Are you going to go, like, call the cops?
Just give it to him. No, you don't call the cops, obviously, because you have drugs.
I just don't get people. Yeah, like, when you get involved with that, bad things happen. There's nothing you can do about it. But they called the cops. That right there is why they're one of the dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
From Sunday's Who Shot Biggie and Tupac on Fox, Suge Knight checks in by phone from jail and suggests that he thinks Tupac, who he probably orchestrated to be shot, might still be alive.
Would Pac die if he really did? You know?
If he really died, what do you mean by that?
I mean, when I left that hospital, me and Pac was laughing and joking. So I don't see how somebody can turn from doing well to doing bad.
So you seriously think that he might still be alive?
I'm going to tell you this, Pac, you never know.
Oh, there you go.
Lillian Betancourt, the L'Oreal cosmetics heiress and the world's richest woman, died at her home in a Paris suburb. She was 94. Lillian was the only child of Eugene Schuller, who founded L'Oreal in the early 20th century. Forbes magazine estimated her fortune to be worth $39.5 billion this year. A woman allegedly walked into the Kardashians' Dash store in West Hollywood and pointed a gun at an employee. She returned later with a machete and shouted violent threats about killing the family.
All right, you can play anytime now.
The Kardashians will be executed if they step on communist territory! They'll be killed! You wanna get stabbed?
Did you see the video of this?
She's nuts.
But did you see the video? There's two cameramen there, like, dude, yeah. Get out of there. Like, the lady had a giant ass machete.
A machete, not even a normal knife.
You ain't playing with a machete.
Gwen Stefani and boyfriend Blake Shelton could be having a baby. Photos were taken of the happy couple leaving a doctor's office after spending nearly 2 hours there. It is rumored that Gwen, who's 47, conceived through IVF. This would be Blake's first child and Gwen's fourth. She has three sons with her ex-husband, Gavin Rossdale. Scott Disick and Sophia Richie were spotted kissing in Miami yesterday. He's 34. She's the 19-year-old daughter of Lionel Richie. The trip to Miami comes after weeks of romance rumors between them, and they recently denied that they were anything more than friends. Sources say Scott and Sophia are inseparable. They're spending every day together. Sophia seems smitten. It's obvious that she looks up to Scott. She constantly giggles around him. They're flirty. He takes care of her, opens the car doors, and pays for everything. Reality TV star Audrina Patridge is divorcing her husband Corey of less than a year shortly after running to court to get protection from him. Audrina says the violence began last month when they argued about her accusing him of cheating. She says she was holding their daughter when Corey pushed her. Audrina says he then emptied out her backpack and purse and began punching himself in the head and threatened to bash himself in the head with a metal canister if she left. She says Corey had also threatened suicide in July while she was out of town on a business trip. Riverdale star KJ Apa was involved in a late-night car crash last week after working a 16-hour day on set of the CW series in Vancouver. KJ, who stars as Archie Andrews on the show, fell asleep at the wheel during his almost hour-long drive home after midnight. His vehicle reportedly struck a light pole, destroying the passenger side, and it was determined that his car could not be fixed. Luckily, he wasn't injured in the accident. Cardi B's claim she was choked out by a cop doesn't seem true because the NYPD can't find any evidence of it. The NYPD conducted a full investigation into Cardi B's allegation that a cop put her in a chokehold Tuesday and slammed her up against her SUV, but they can't find any proof that it happened. They checked all records and surveillance video of the area and couldn't find anything to support her allegation. Cardi B is mad about the incident, but she won't take legal action. She's refusing to offer any more details, and because of that, the NYPD doubts that it ever happened.
That bothers me. Sorry, go ahead, finish it.
They just said the NYPD is asking that Cardi B come forward and talk.
Like, if any law enforcement did something, hold them accountable. Like,
right.
Like, the law is, like, you're the law, that's it. Like, you need to be held accountable, too. But making stuff up, making, like you brought up, there is so much tension
right
with police and just people that when you're lying about stuff, that's not cool, because people are going to believe you. All your fans and your followers, like, oh, it's real, it happened. Like, no, it didn't.
Exactly. That is the garbage.
So, Alex, what are you going to be for Halloween? We're about a month away.
I don't know yet. I had an idea, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
What are you thinking?
Something Taylor Swift related.
Really?
Yeah, why?
That's out of character for you. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? You got any idea, like, what you might want to be for Halloween?
I was thinking the girl from Adam's Family with, like, the braids.
Like, Wednesday?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I, like,
Wednesday.
Never watched the show. I'm not a fan.
Oh, you don't even?
I just
okay.
thought it was cute.
Yeah, Wednesday Adams.
I just want to be her. I don't care who she is. I'm just going to be her.
I can see that. Well,
you should be the girl from Tangled.
I get that a lot.
See?
But don't you want to dress up, though?
That is dressing up.
Well, I mean, like, if people say she looks like that, is that really out of character, though?
I guess not.
I mean, if you kind of look like. Well, here's some ideas. This is kind of research done from Pinterest, for mainly for women, but, like, the top costumes. Would you guys want to be, like, a mermaid?
Yes.
Of course.
And just have somebody carry you around. You could actually wear that mermaid bottom. Like, the whole time you don't walk, you just have the mermaid, like, tail on.
I wanted to swim in one of those this summer.
I feel like you would drown in those. I've seen those for, like, adults and kids. Like, where
you
wear it up to your waist?
People, my favorite YouTube family wears them all the time, even the dad.
You could be a unicorn, maybe a Wonder Woman. That was really big this year. They're saying a lot of girls are thinking about doing that. What about this? Beauty and the Beast, Belle.
I've always wanted to be Belle, but a slutty Belle. I mean, like, if you're going to be a Disney princess, that has to be a slutty version.
Well, let's be honest. Every costume ends up being a slutty whatever.
True. I'm conservative, Belle, from Beauty and the Beast. And this one I don't think you would do, Liv. Pennywise the Clown from It.
A sexy Pennywise.
No. No.
Have you seen all these memes? A lot of girls think that Pennywise is actually hot.
That's really?
Daddy AF, they say.
Daddy.
Messed up on so many levels. Like, I'm going to need therapy from that
Why
movie.
Are they saying he's hot?
They just think he's hot. Like, the clown, like, isn't that scary looking. He's hot looking.
That blows my mind. I didn't even know that. Okay. I don't know what I'm going to be.
You haven't read that?
No, I haven't seen that anywhere.
It has a lot to do with the actor that played him, because a lot of girls think that he's hot, but now they're just looking at the clown himself and like, yeah,
I was reading a bunch of girls saying that they think the clown that plays Penny, the guy that plays Pennywise the clown, the actor, is ugly. That's
really?
Why I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen him, right, without the makeup?
Yeah, the Skarsgård brothers are, like, really hot.
You think he's hot? Okay. Wow, I'm hearing complete opposites then, like, from different people I know then. But
plus, when he puts on that makeup.
I'll go
the
with you
clown
guys.
Makeup.
It covers it all up right there. I don't know what I'm going to be as a fat guy. Like, I always think about the Kool-Aid man, but nobody wants to get the body paint for me. Because somebody has to do, like, the backside or something like that.
That's funny.
That's why you got married, right?
I don't know. Is that part of the marriage vows right there, to put stuff on my back?
Yeah.
To have and to hold, to paint my back when I want to be the Kool-Aid guy.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Finish the lyrics. Jeff on line in numero one. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex for Finish the Lyrics?
Let's do Joe.
All right. Somebody needs to. I'll take that. Jeff on line one with Joe. And line number two, Kayla. You're going to be on Team Alex.
Kyla.
Well, good thing you're not on my team. I can't even say your name right.
All right, sounds good.
All right, cool. The rules, really basic. We get three songs each. You can listen to the song two times, and you have to say, like, your final answer, whatever that next word is. And we can go to our teammates, which are Jeff and Kyla, one time. Alex, ladies get to choose. Do you want to go first today or second for Finish the Lyrics?
I think I went first last week, so I'm going to go second this week.
Thanks. Okay. I feel like this is going to be tough, but we can do it, Jeff. Here's song number one for Finish the Lyrics. I'm going to say, all right.
Final answer.
All right.
All right.
I'm getting used to
it. I think you missed an all right.
I missed an all right.
It's the next word. It's the next word. You got it all.
All right, Alex, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Song number one for Alex and Kyla.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
So
what is it? I guess, right?
I can't tell you.
All right, I'm gonna say.
You can hear it twice.
Oh yeah. It's or oh. It's like that type of noise.
Well, what is the noise you're gonna give me?
Those are all different.
Yeah. Like that.
So the pick one word. One word. What is the next word?
It's like the same thing. It's just that noise. It's yeah. I'll say oh. Final answer.
Let's see if that is correct.
What? That is totally correct.
No, it's yeah.
That's how he goes into it. That is an absolute BS move.
Don't get butt hurt. You still got time here. All right, here we go. Song number two for Team Joe and Jeff. I know when I like bling. Uh-huh. That can only mean one thing. Oh, I know when that hotline rang. I don't know this one. Here we go. Ever since I left the city, you. Crap. I'm going to play it one more time. Jeff, I need you to listen to it. It's a very popular song by Drake, Hotline Bling, but I don't know the word. I know when that hotline bling. I can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling. That can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you. You've been going out more. I think it's you. What do you think, Jeff? I'm tapping you in here.
I think it got a reputation, but I could. It could be got.
Ever since I left the city, okay. So you give me, what's your final answer?
Got.
I'm gonna go with you, man. I mean, you're the one trying to win these tickets too. Final answer, got.
Got a reputation.
What? Yeah! How'd you do that, dude? You're amazing! Yeah!
I thought it was started wearing less and going out more. I thought you were wrong. I whispered to Liv, I was like, he's wrong.
All right, Alex needs this one right here, right now.
I'm still upset. That should not have been a loss for me earlier.
Why?
That was rigged.
How is it rigged?
Russia interfered into this game.
Now you admit it. Okay, now you admit it. Here you go. You ready?
Wait, does she think it's rigged?
Yes, I should have gotten that correct. Anyway, go.
You're ready. Here we go. Hey, said our husband's work is never through. We making it cause we make it move. The only thing we know how to do. Said it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard.
We? Final answer?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Want to tag in your teammate, or are you just ready to go with we?
I'm going with we.
Let's see. Is it final answer we? Keep partying like it's
your job. That means that Joe and Jeff win. All I do is we,
no matter what. Crap it. Crap it. Crap it. Crappity crap.
Yes.
I'll get to hear my chicken nuggets fall.
I know. I'm sorry.
0 for 3! That was tough. You went 0 for 3 today. Oh, no, wait, did you go 1 for 3?
No, I got none right, and it was an absolute jip. And Russia interfered into this game.
I don't know, Alex. Listen again.
Listen again.
Friday, I'm tired.
When I get a text
message,
I
don't trust any of you guys.
I can tell you're in a cranky mood. Whenever I see Alex, like, all right, you know, shame on you for hanging up. We had a prize for you, too. You know, every time you hang up early, you know we have a backup prize, right?
Yeah, you never know what's going on.
I'm going to change my text message, though. When Alex actually texts me, it's going to go.
That'll be my text tone.
Yeah, like, oh, Alex is trying to get a hold of me. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. It's a freak show Friday. Freaky freaky.
It's freaky freaky.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, and Freak Show Friday's on right now. We've got Darren wrote to us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and is now actually on the show. Darren, explain to us what exactly makes you a freak.
Hey, guys. So basically, I'm a freak because I love going through people's mail and just, like, I love to know, like, where they're getting mail from, like, what's their deal. Like, I'm so interested in my neighbor's mail.
Sorry to cut you off real quick. That is a little interesting, but Darren, you're a guy?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Keep telling your story.
Yeah. So basically, when all my neighbors go to work, I come back home on my lunch break, and I like go through their mailboxes, and I see like if they got parking tickets or if they have past due bills. Like, I always kind of want to know what everybody is up to.
I'm so sorry. I cannot focus on anything you're saying, Darren.
You're very distracted, aren't you?
I'm so distracted right now, and I apologize for that. And I don't mean this insensitively at all. But you have the most female sounding voice. You are a, like, biologically born a male. Are you transgender? And I don't mean that disrespectfully. I'm just very confused.
No, I was born a male. I'm not transgender. I mean, I would tell you if I was transgender. Like, I completely support the LGBT community, and I'm married. Like, I'm a married man. This I don't understand.
Like with like a wife and kids?
Yeah, I've been married for 5 years now. Like, I was born a male. Like, my mom will tell you. Like, what is, like, do you guys even care what I'm talking about? Like, I'm so confused.
No, I totally do. It's just, Darren, I mean, like, for a guy, I have a very high-pitched voice. I don't have, like, a feminine voice, but you legit, like, if I close my eyes and you talked right now, like, real quick, I'm going to close my eyes, like, can you say, like, hey, big sexy?
Hey, big sexy.
Oh, my God. Like, that sounded kind of hot to me. Like, you sounded like my wife.
You sound very feminine.
Yeah, Darren, you sound like a girl. It's not the first time you've heard this, right?
But I mean, I'm a man. Like, yes, I think I might have, like, a little bit of, like, a light tone to my voice, but I'm a man.
But, like, has anybody ever said anything to you? I mean, like, sorry to get all sidetracked for Freak Show Friday, but you definitely have, like, a voice that is different for sure.
I mean, I have a unique voice, I'll say that, but, you know.
I know we're supposed to be focusing on what makes you a freak with the sifting through the mail thing, but I think your voice makes you a freak. I've never heard anything like this, number one. And like, I don't mean, again, I'm not trying to be rude at all. I don't think Joe's trying to be rude. Like, we're literally, I mean, we're in radio, so voices are all we have to go off of. I can't see you, and you sound like a woman. I think that you're pulling one over on us.
Can you do us a favor real quick? Darren's on the Joe and Alex Show right now for Freak Show Friday, and could you do this? You know, like the Marilyn Monroe thing she did for JFK when she sang Happy Birthday?
Joe.
Happy Birthday to you.
Okay, well, right there, you sound like a woman now, too. So, there you go.
Well, Darren, you seem a little heated here. Chill, we're just having some fun here on the Joe and Alex Show. That's all we're doing.
I mean, like, I called to, like, talk to you guys. Like, I thought it'd be fun to be on the radio, but I feel like I'm, like, almost being crucified here for my voice. Like, this is not what I called about.
No. Listen,
we're not trying to crucify you at all. I genuinely think all of us are shocked. We all looked at each other when you started talking. You just sound like a girl. And I'm saying, like, you know, if you are transgender or something, we don't care. It's just confusing because your name is Darren and you're insisting you're a guy. But, like, clearly there's no way.
I am a man. I was born a man. And I've always been a man. My wife knows I'm a man. And that's the end of the story. There's no joke. This is what it is.
Darren, can you say something like, I'm a manly man? Like, can you make your voice deeper?
Joe.
No.
No, but I mean, there's no reason to do that. Like, I am a man. Like, I'm a manly man. Like, that's who I am. Like, I'm just blown away by how insensitive you guys are being right now. Clearly don't care about what I called about. This shouldn't be a whole conversation on my voice.
What did Darren call in about today for Freak Show Friday?
He says he sifts through the mail. I just think
that's a crime.
I think you're a woman, and I think you're trying to prank us on the radio. I'm sorry.
I feel like Darren, like, because this happens sometimes with these stories. I'm like, there's no way this is real. I feel like you're just messing with us.
Well, because I have all this free time just to, like, pretend to be a man, and, like, this is what I do with my mornings. I'm gonna pretend to be man. Like, no, I am a man. That's how I was born, and that's how I'm going to be till the day I die. And that's the end of it.
Did your voice just get deeper?
Joe, he's pissed off at us.
Oh, I almost thought it was she. Sorry. Okay, Darren, well, thank you for emailing us.
Yeah, well, no, thank you to you guys. All right? I gotta go. Like, this is ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
I think you pissed him off.
Okay. That was Darren on the Joe and Alex Show. If you ever want to be part of Freak Show Friday, you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or
wait,
call
a minute. Come on, let's do a general consensus in the room here. Am I nuts? That was a woman, right?
Honestly, like, I've heard guys, and I've seen videos before of an interview before in some European TV show where the interviewer is interviewing a guy, but the guy's like, hello, my name! Like, it was really high-pitched. That sounded straight up like a woman to me. Like, I think, like, because people sometimes, you can email us, and we do a little bit of background check, but no offense, producer Emily, okay, it's not like you're, like, the FBI or secret security here. You're not, I don't know how well you're vetting these people.
Darren said he was a man.
I think that was like a prank. I don't think that was real today for Freak Show Friday.
I don't know.
What do you think it was? Do you think that really was a woman? You think no. Like we're trying to get duped?
Yeah, I think it was a woman trying to be a man. I mean, or we were just super rude to a man, and now we just lost a listener. I don't know.
Now we lose listeners every day. Nothing's new here. All right, 317-239-1009. Was that something where you listening to the show right now for Freak Show Friday thought, wait a minute, what the heck was that? Or is it something that you really actually thought it was a woman? Like being a man.
I'm so confused.
I am too. All right. Well, I wish Darren would have hung on the line so we said goodbye to her. I mean, goodbye to him.
Him.
317-239-1009. Hit us up to Joe and Alex Show. We will talk to you next. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky. Show and Freak Show Friday. We kind of went off course here this morning, but it just I couldn't help it. I mean, we were talking to Darren, and Darren
sounded fake AF. Let's just throw that out there. I think this was totally a fake call.
Darren originally emailed us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and you can do that too if you're a freak or you know somebody that's a freak that we can talk about on Friday mornings, and said, hey, when I'm at lunch, I like to go home and I go through like my neighbor's mailboxes. I like to see maybe they got a parking ticket or just, you know, interesting mail, just things like what's going on kind of, which I believe is illegal too. You can't really mess with government postal stuff, right?
You can't take a peek at people's mail.
I don't think you're supposed to. You're not supposed to do that at all. So, anyways, then it got into the whole conversation about we kind of think Darren might have been a woman trying to pull one over on us because it did not sound very masculine as far as the voice.
Right. I think that it sounded super fake. Like it's fake in a way that it sounded like they were using one of those toy microphones that like kids have, you know, that distort your voice. Like it didn't sound real to me and it kept on fluctuating like in and out of like deeper and then a little bit higher. It just sounded super fake or they were using an app or something. And I think it was a chick that was trying to just get on the radio and pull a prank on us for Freak Show Friday. And I also think that, all of the getting offended at us and all that sounded super fake, too. Like, that didn't genuinely sound like anger to me. Like, we were really offending
him.
Yeah,
if you were mad, like mad at somebody, I'd hang up on you instantly. Yeah. I wouldn't talk to you for, like, 3 or 5 more minutes when you're making fun of me or questioning my voice.
That sounded super fake. I just think the whole thing sounded fake and, like, I'm calling him out.
317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, too, on our social media, Joe and Alex Show. That's our Twitter and our Instagram. Live the Web Girl, what are people saying about Darren for Freak Show Friday?
Cody on Facebook says the amount of times he said the word like, rewind that tape. I counted 32 times, like WTF, haha. And then Julia said her voice changed and got deeper at the end.
That's what I'm saying. It sounded like a toy thing distorting her voice.
Let's not make fun of people saying like, because that's one of my crutches. I say all the time.
But I mean, females especially say like typically more than males.
Oh, good point.
Ooh.
It's not that we would really care like what someone's gender is.
No, not at all.
We care because it seems like this person is just trying to
make us look like idiots.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're trying to get on the air and fake get mad at us. It just seems like the whole thing is fake.
Good morning, Michelle. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about Darren here?
I thought it was kind of hysterical, but I honestly, because I listen to tones, I do think it was a man. And I don't think there was an app that was being used because, like, you can tell when there's an app being used. I don't think, like, when his voice was registering, I generally think he probably gets that all the time. That he probably hears that, because I do have friends that have that type of voice, and I honestly think it was a man. I don't think there was an app, but with that being said, I don't think anybody's going to admit that they went through someone else's mail, because that is a federal offense. Even just opening it and that other neighbor seeing it, that's a federal offense.
Definitely. So. Like, you can go to jail for that. That stuff's not good at all.
Exactly. Yeah, because I'm 40 and I sound like I'm 12, so I mean, I can kind of get that, I guess, so. But I do think it was the mail. I think the whole, I go through people's mail at my lunchtime. I don't think that's true, but I do think it was the mail, though.
Michelle, hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media?
Crystal said, it sounds like she used a voice changer of some type. I definitely agree that you didn't have to keep talking about it. What does it matter if they are he or she? They were calling for a freak show Friday, and and Alex, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she said, Alex, I'm sorry, but that person's voice made them a freak. So they agreed with me that I was like, well, who cares about what you're calling in? Your voice itself is so interesting. Like, that makes you freaky. And you have to remember that this bit is Freak Show Friday. So if we say you're a freak to somebody, it doesn't mean we're being mean. Like, that's the point of the
bit.
Like,
you kind of want to call in to talk about that.
Right.
Katie's on line number two this morning. Katie, what is your comment for Freak Show Friday?
So I've called into your show before, and I honestly had a concern that my voice might sound really deep because I have a deep voice for a woman, and that did not sound legit to me. I can change my voice pretty well. I mean,
let's hear a difference. Like, give us the same line a couple of times.
Hey guys, how are you? Or,
what?
Hey guys, whoa. How are you?
Whoa!
Mind blown.
So you think I'm confused now. Do you think Darren really was a man or a woman? Like, I think it's a woman pranking us.
I really think it was a woman because, like I said, I have called a credit card people to pay a bill, and if it was my fiance that had to pay it, I've changed my voice so low they thought it was a dude.
Okay, let me try this game because I'm a girl.
Okay.
So I want to try to change my voice as low as I possibly can and sound like a man, all right?
Okay.
Close your eyes and tell me if I sound like a man.
All right, go ahead.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show. I love this show. I love listening to Joe and Alex every day. It's like my favorite show.
Can you tell me like to go get some beef jerky or some Mountain Dew later?
Hey, man, you want to go pick up some beef jerky or what? Let's watch the game. Have a buzz.
You sound like you could be my new bro.
Yeah, that was good.
Christina, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. I'm sorry, I messed up the name. This is Christina. I got fat fingers over here. Christina, what did you want to say
here? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What do you think?
I believe it was a male, too. I think he might have more feminine voice, and also, like, the way that he talks sounds like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're mad at me. You know, I think that was kind of feminine as well. Maybe he was born more, like, on the West Coast or something, because I've noticed men that are on the West Coast or different parts of the U.S. kind of talk more like, hey, like, totally, and stuff like that.
But it's not even about pitch. It sounded computerized.
Yeah, it didn't sound, and it switched up at least. I heard one time, like, the voice went from, like,
way deeper.
Hello.
It sounded like they were using a toy.
I didn't hear the beginning, but when I heard the rest of it that I heard, it did sound like a male to me.
Okay.
You guys.
I don't know.
It sounds like an
app. Transgendered.
And there's nothing wrong.
He could have been from the Breast Coast.
Yeah, there you go. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with your voice. I mean, my voice is high and squeaky, and I'm like a 400-pound dude, so we're not making fun of people's voices. It's just, like Alex said, I think they were trying to pull one over on us, and that's, if we think something's going on, we have a right to call it out and question it.
I mean, let's be real, just right here between us. Just between us and, you know, 200,000 people listening or whatever.
Wow, you're getting kind of assumptuous. 11 maybe.
That 100% wasn't even a good Freak Show Friday. So the whole sifting through mail, like, kind of lame. So it's whatever. She's a very freaky girl. The wings don't hide. Super freak. She's super freaky. Get your freak on.
Say lame. Well, yeah, lame Freak Show Friday. Interesting Freak Show Friday. Not even where we started out, ending up Freak Show Friday.
Some people are mad at us now, but what's new?
Catfish kind of a Friday. We got one thing and it was another.
I do feel like we've been catfish. Come on.
All right. Yeah, Darren called in, emailed us originally, and you can do it too if you're a freak or you know somebody that might be good for Freak Show Friday. JoeAndAlexShow@gmail.com and started talking about how, I'm so confused about how he is kind of weird. He's a freak that he'll go home at work from work at lunchtime and he'll go look through his neighbor's mail, which is a federal crime. We've confirmed that with multiple people. That's illegal to do.
I mean, sure, it's a federal crime. It's illegal. But on the scheme of things compared to everyone else we've had for Freak Show Friday, kind of boring. Just going to throw that out there.
True, but illegal for sure. I don't know if everything we've done has been illegal.
But what made it interesting was Darren's voice sounded very borderline, like it almost was like a woman using an app or something to trick us.
Hey guys, so basically I'm a freak because I love going through people's mail and just like I love to know like where they're getting mail from, like what's their deal. Like I'm so interested in my neighbor's mail.
So I mean
that's a woman. I mean, sorry, not sorry. I don't care. Just be honest. I mean, and then he went so far as to really, really deny it. Like, we were like, it's totally cool. We're trying to understand here. And then
And the voice changed up a little bit. It sounded like throughout there, too.
Yeah.
Not like your voice can sometimes squeak.
Totally.
But it was like, it sounded like like you said, like an app or something.
Totally like sounded like computerized, or they were talking through some kind of device, like one of those children's microphone toys or something. Jordan said, how many people are getting mad over this? This is stupid. This is a radio show. You guys listen for Freak Show Friday. Joe and Alex make it fun. You need to chill. She was definitely a woman. A lot of people are saying, you guys were so insensitive. Like,
no,
come
it just
on.
Listen, if you're trying to pull one on us, you're not, I mean, it's possible. I mean, we're not 100% proof, but I'm not going to let it happen.
I mean, I guess we just can't please anybody, because every other Friday you guys say, that was fake and you guys didn't call it out and it was totally a prank call. And then, we believe it and don't say anything. And then this time we actually think it might be fake and we say something, then you don't like that either. So.
Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey,
what's Angela?
Hey, Angela, you're on the Joan Alex Show for Freak Show Friday.
Hey.
What did you want to say today?
Well, I have never called in before to a radio show, and I'm in my 40s, but I'm calling in to say, outside of this one specific person, if you think about it in terms of just people in general, I mean, to say that someone sounds like they're, like you don't believe them just because their voice is higher is, I don't know. I understand why he's offended. And to me, it's more a concern of how people in general feel if they call in, if they have a high voice or a low voice, or I don't know, just the assignment that he's more effeminate because
did
he has
you
a high
hear
voice.
The voice? Though?
Yeah,
no,
I get you. Did you hear
it? But it changed. Like nobody, my voice is the same. I might get louder.
Yeah. I don't care if someone has a low voice or a high voice, like Joe is saying. It's the fact that it sounded fake and computerized, and like there's no way that was really authentic, a voice of any human.
I don't know if I heard computer generated. I don't know. For me, it was just a matter of if it is a guy, I bet he feels really crappy about himself. And he probably hears it all the time if it is a guy. He probably has people saying that to him all the time. Oh my God, you sound like a woman, which then you call into a radio show to talk about something else and he's like, damn, I can't get... Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He can't get away from it.
Valid points, of course, and we don't want to... That's why we were like, we're not trying to be mean. It just, especially in our headphones, sounded very weird.
When you're talking, and you're talking high or low, and then it changes like a pitch, not like a, like your voice goes up accidentally because you're going through puberty. I just question it, that's all. And, I mean, if you've heard Freak Show Friday in the past... You know we've had some crazy people
crazy
on the
things,
show.
Crazy things, which we don't care. We love. That's what the point of this segment is. But, I mean, we got to keep it real with you guys, and we want to always be as honest as possible. And if we think something's fake or somebody's trying to prank us and prank you listening, then I feel like we got to say something.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for your call. Thank you, everybody else, getting through this morning. And if you have anything else, Joan Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. Also, we got this up on our Facebook, I almost said Facebook Friday, our Radio Now 100.9 Facebook page. We can hear from you there, too.
Nick said, people need to grab a Mital and a Snicker bar and chill out. My God, seriously, it's Freak Show Friday. Chill.
Does Mital help you chill out?
Yeah.
I thought it was for cramps and stuff.
Well, it does help with pain, but I think it also helps regulate your mood swings.
There you go. I'll have to get me some of that then. All right, Joe and Alex Show, you can check us out on all the social media. Want to hear from you. You could be like not saying who it was, but what's the worst gift you ever received? Maybe it was your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Parents, maybe it was your kid.
No, I want you to say who it was, and then I want you to give us their phone number on the air so we can call them and shame them for their awful gift.
317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, Joan Alex Show on Twitter. Alex, do you have a gift that you got just like was absolutely terrible?
I think I should go last because mine is way too epic. It's like unbelievably epic.
Okay, what about you, Liv the Web Girl? What's like a gift you got? You're like, this is the worst gift I've ever received.
One time my boyfriend, not my boyfriend now, my ex-boyfriend gave me just black plain like ankle socks from like Target for my birthday present, for my 18th birthday present.
Dump him.
I didn't dump him though. I should have. That should be.
What's
been a
so
sign.
Bad about socks? Like, doesn't everybody want socks?
Not for the main gift.
Oh man, okay. Lesson noted right there. Now I know. Some of these other things I've seen, like the worst gifts people said that they got for their actual birthday or for Christmas from someone. Somebody said, my mother-in-law gave me a blanket I had just donated 2 weeks before to Goodwill. She went there, bought it, gave it back to me like it was a new gift, never realizing it had been in my home already. Now I have to drive about an hour away if I want to donate or get rid of something.
Oh, God.
That's just awkward.
Like, that is awkward.
Getting it recycled like that. And maybe they did it on purpose, like trying to do that. Somebody else said, one year for Christmas, my dad gave me a notebook and pencils, told me Santa wants me to study more.
Oh.
Keep it up, kiddo. My girlfriend asked me if I wanted to go see Mamma Mia. I said no a few months later. Guess what I got for my birthday?
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia tickets.
Here we go again.
You know she already bought those, right? And she's just like, I'm going to drag you to that.
Totally.
And this one right here, 1 year for Christmas, my dad got me not one, but two copies of the Baha Men CD. I was 14 years old at the time.
Who let the dogs out?
Nothing says Christmas like some bitches.
Female dogs.
Exactly.
In heat. 317-239-1009. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Ashley.
Ashley, what's the worst gift you received?
Okay, well, it wasn't me, but it was my aunt. We went to this family thing, and she got a cat litter. You know, like the jugs of cat litter?
Yeah.
They dressed it up like a cat for like a doorstop. And we all laughed thinking it was a joke, but they seriously gifted her that. And she was so mad the whole time about it.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty epic. That is, though. That, you know what, though? You got to appreciate that. That was a lot of effort put into it, right?
Yeah, I mean, making the costume.
I'm trying to make this thing sound better than it is. Hey.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show this morning. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
This is Meredith.
Meredith, what's the worst gift you've received?
It was from one of my ex-boyfriends, and he gave me mushrooms. Like
the drug?
Yes.
There's a lot of women listening right now, like, I wish I had a man like that in my life.
What did you trip? Yeah. When you tripped, what did you see?
I didn't even take them. I wasn't interested in taking drugs at all. He liked doing drugs, and he just bought them for me out of the blue.
Lame.
That is like a random gift, though. Like, did you have any idea that he even did drugs?
Wait, lame for not doing the mushrooms?
Just kidding.
She could have saw the real gifts all in the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
He kept on saying, like, oh, yeah, I smoke weed. And then he's like, randomly on my birthday, he was like, oh, yeah, here's some shrooms. I'm like, no.
Don't you know the number one rule? When a random person gives you drugs, you take them. You don't ask questions.
I was not trusting that.
I was at a club one time, and somebody just came up to me, like a bunch of people in Vegas came right up to me, handed me a bunch of mushroom caps in my hand, and I'm looking at it in my hand. I'm like, what is this? And my friend, who was a girl, she looks at it and goes, and she just grabs it out of my hand and shoves it in her mouth, eats it. No questions asked. Every cap in my hand.
Also,
questionable
some,
people.
Yeah, some Alex advice. You should also stick your forks in your light sockets. You should do that too.
I would avoid that. I don't think that's kidding. A good one.
Drive with your eyes closed.
Yeah, drive with your eyes closed.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Liv, the web girl, what are we getting?
Julie said, I got a wooden top to spin, like a dreidel, but I'm not Jewish.
What's the worst gift you've ever received? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Let's get into it with Jackie. What was it for you, Jackie, the worst gift?
It wasn't all just the gift, but it was how it was given. So I had a boyfriend in college that I watched the movie Happy Feet with once. And after we watched the movie, I was like, it was all right. Like, it was kind of cute. And then for my birthday, like a couple months later, he was like hyping up this great gift. He was like, I got you the best gift for your birthday, best gift ever. And I get in the car with him after he picks me up, and he hands me, not wrapped, nothing, Happy Feet on DVD. And then I found out that he had bought it at the Starbucks on his way to come pick me up.
What?
And I found out by finding the receipt in the car.
Did he think you genuinely were going to be so excited, or was it like a joke?
No, he genuinely thought he had gotten me, like, the best gift on the planet. So and I'm sitting here like, I didn't even like the movie.
What do you got against Happy Feet? Man, ungrateful women out there today. No, I'm just kidding with you.
I don't hate it. It just wasn't, like, my favorite movie ever. And he was, like, hyping it up like the present he got me was going to be the greatest thing on the planet.
Now, see, if a guy gave me the gift, the great, wonderful gift of Minions on DVD, I might weep with joy.
Alyssa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, so remember like 2 years ago there was that book that was made into a movie about two friends that later fell in love?
One day?
I don't really read books, but sure.
Well, it was made into a movie. Well,
is it called One Day? It's an English book?
Yes.
Yeah, I know it. I own it.
Dang. Oh, you do? Okay, then Alex, you can help us out with this one. So what happened with this book that turned into a movie?
Well, I had just had a baby with my now fiance, and my good friend, who I've been friends with since kindergarten, who is a guy, gave me this book. as he is trying to encroach into my family.
What?
Yes. Talk about awkward.
Weird. So you were like always under the impression that you guys were just friends, and then he was trying to be more than that randomly?
Yeah. Well, we dated like in middle school.
Oh, so then you had a serious relationship in the past.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was so serious. But we're talking 10-year friendship, over 10-year friendship. And then I'm in a committed relationship. I have a baby. And he's just like, hey, we should be more than friends.
Wow. Hey, thank you for the call this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Are you ready for mine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about it. Alex, what about you? What's the worst gift you ever received?
You're not going to believe that it's real.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Some of the stuff I've heard from you, it probably is real.
So it was a clear Christmas ornament. So you can see through it.
Yeah. Like almost glass-like. Yeah, just clear.
And it was filled with body hair that someone had shaved off.
Like pubes?
Could have been pubes, could have been back hair, but it was definitely wiry, and it was a huge pile of it. I mean, the whole ornament was filled with this body hair.
Knowing your sense of humor, you were in love then, right?
Yeah, you put it on the top of the tree.
Yeah, it hangs on my Christmas tree every year.
Was this a guy that you were in a relationship with, or just a random gift you received?
It was a random gift I received from a stranger.
Dang, that's weird and awkward. 317-239-1009. Alice is on the Joe and Alex Show. What's that gift you got? You're like, oh, this is the worst.
Okay, so I love my grandmother, rest her soul. She used to give all her grandkids, which she had like 30-something grandkids, all of us would get JCPenney gifts. What are they called?
Gift certificates.
Yes, the paper ones. Hated JCPenney's. Love it now. But hated it then, you know, like, she was the grandma that would just, you know, send everybody socks for Christmas because she had so many grandkids. But then she started, you know, like, getting better and giving us actual gift receipts, gift certificates. But we all hated JCPenney's. So we would go in and buy, like, a lip gloss and then get money back. You can't do that with gift cards anymore.
That was your little scheme back in the day.
That's right, honey.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's right, homie. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. Live the web, girl.
Katie said, my mom gave me a Shrek Chia pet for my 18th birthday. She honestly thought I would like it. And she put the picture of it with it. Please go on our Twitter and look at it. It's hilarious.
Chia. Alex, aren't you trying to like have plants at your new place?
I am. I bought some, what are those things called? Succulents.
That sounds like a nice dinner option right there.
And then one plant called Baby's Tears, because I thought it sounded like Halloween-y.
They haven't died yet?
Haven't died yet.
Ooh, we're almost to a week now. All right, I think I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas now. A little chia. I'll get you like a special political one or something
SpongeBob.
Like that. There you go. Joe's Need to Know News, just interesting stories that you might want to know about, want to share with you. A pet parrot has used Amazon's Alexa to place an order with the shopping site.
Not shocking, but what did he buy?
The pet's owner received a $16 set of gift boxes from Amazon in the mail, but she didn't place the order. That's when she realized the African parrot had impersonated one of her conversation and placed the order using Amazon's smart speaker Echo while she was out. It didn't say what it was.
Empty gift boxes?
It said that they were just a, what was it? They were a set of gift boxes.
Yeah, so empty gift boxes. That's super random.
But maybe you could reuse it, though, but... God, if I had a parrot and it repeated some of the things I talked about, I'd have some weird stuff being delivered to my place.
Like what?
I'm not saying, but that'd be interesting. You guys are germaphobia, at least producer MYK, you're the biggest. Like, you're always wash.
Keeping it clean over here.
All right, this story is a little disturbing. Just, I'm going to throw that out there before I get to it.
All right.
Officials at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport are investigating a, quote, unusual substance found in soap dispenser in the North Terminal restroom last week.
Was it secret sauce?
You're getting close. Those who work at the airport say it's believed that the substance that was found was bodily fluid from a dude.
Nope.
Yep. Traveler Matthew Demmer said, quote, so I just used the men's bathroom. I just washed my hands and coming to find out this is a little disgusting.
Ew.
In a statement, the airport authorities say it takes health and safety very seriously at the airport. Sounds like it. The question now is who would do such a thing? A woman who cleans the bathrooms at the airport says workers do not believe a passenger is responsible.
It's got to be a worker. I was going to say, because you would have to have a uniform to be in there messing around with stuff, like a maintenance uniform. And there's going to, it's an airport restroom, so it's never dead. You know what I mean?
Well, they're saying too, it has to be a worker or somebody, because you have to have access to it. It's locked. Right. It's not just like you can go, like here at work, we can pop things open.
Exactly.
Some of them you can just pull on and they open up.
And if it was a plain clothed person messing around with the soap dispenser, someone would be like, hey, excuse me, what the heck's going on here? So there's, yeah, it has to be an employee.
So do you not wash your hands anymore, or do you just have to always carry around hand sanitizer of your own?
You never go to Detroit.
I resent that statement, being from there.
How much could possibly like be in there to fill up a soap dispenser?
I don't know.
Like, if you're a
one-time user, it's just like saved up for a while.
There's enough that we know about the city of Detroit. We shouldn't want to go there anyway. And now this is just the icing on the
cake.
Don't go there.
What do you know about the city of Detroit?
Well, it's just, you know, all of it falling apart and all the crime and everything. It's like, why even go there? And then this on top of it? Like, no, man, you just got to wait it out.
It's making a comeback.
Gross.
It is. You don't even know what you're talking about. I'm moving on because I'm not going to let you bash my home state.
Gross.
The origins of Liar Liar Pants on Fire. They think they've discovered this. This is wonderful. Liar Liar Pants on Fire, obviously a popular phrase, but no one really knows where it came from.
Oh, I do. The movie.
What movie?
Liar Liar.
No. Farther back than that.
Is that too old?
A linguist, there we go, traced Liar Liar without the pants on fire to the 1400s. Dang, it's way back in the day, as people would call each other that for using the phrase liar, liar, lick dish.
Lick what?
They would say liar, liar, lick dish.
Lick dish.
Lick dish.
Yeah. Lick dish. Yeah. Point
lick
down.
That, lick dish.
Oh, gosh. You think you always follow football players, Alex, based on their hotness, right?
Excuse me. Yeah, I was going to say, let's back up a second. I follow certain football players, a.k.a. Eric Decker.
What do you think
Julian
about Tom
Edelman,
Brady? Then?
This is
Tom
Alex's Brady. Fantasy football. She's fantasizing about all of them.
Fantasy football team.
So what
fire
do you think about
everyone on the Colts and then only hire Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Eric Decker.
Based on hotness.
What do you think about Tom Brady?
I like him.
All right. Did you guys hear what he says he does? He's got this whole book out now about health and how to be like the best athlete and person you can. But he says he doesn't get sunburn anymore. He used to all the time. He says he does that because he drinks so much water. He drinks 2.5 gallons of water a day.
Ew.
My bladder hurts. 2.5 gallons? That's like what, like 300 ounces?
I drink 2.5 gallons of water every 10 years. I can sip on the same water bottle, like a Dasani water bottle. I'm not joking you, for a month. It sits on my nightstand in my bedroom, and I sip a little bit of it night before I go to bed, and I don't have any other water any other time. That's it. Is that gross?
That's very, how long
it's
do you
water.
Keep it?
It doesn't go bad, but like a month or so.
Oh, no, Alex.
What?
Because there's always little germs in your mouth, and you're backwashing for 30 days in a row.
I don't get sick. I'm not putting water in my mouth and squirting it back into the cup.
Inadvertently, I bet you are, like just a little bit. All right, well, remind me never to ask you for water if I ever need any.
I don't think it's that weird.
All right, those are Joe's Need to Know news stories this morning on the Joe and Alex Show.